We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what's up, Chargers fans? Make Little Caesars, the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, part of your game day. Order online during our pizza pregame 1 hour before NFL games and get ready for some football and fun. Choose your favorite Little Caesars pizza or pick the toppings you crave. Either way, you win. And speaking of winning, everyone scores with convenient delivery or our in-store pizza portal pickup. So grab some friends and enjoy a few slices during the tastiest hour before Chargers kickoff.
Hey, it's Tyler from the Guilty as Charged podcast. I'm here to talk about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a skill-based, real money daily fantasy sports game. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players and if they will go more or less than their Prize Picks projection. Watch your progress update in real time. Win up to 25 times your entry amount, and cash out your winnings with quick scoring, settling, and withdrawals. PrizePicks offers frequent discounts, bonuses, and other exciting offers. Players can enjoy community-wide promotions, including weekly promotions like Taco Tuesday and Flex Friday. I've loved using PrizePicks so far. This week, I've got Justin Herbert with more than 284.5 passing yards, and Keenan Allen with more than 82.5 receiving yards. To make your selections, go to prizepicks.com/guilty and use code GUILTY for our first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/guilty and use code GUILTY for a first deposit match up to $100.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast. Obviously, my name is Steven, and I'm the host, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, Mr. Darius Davis. Darius, thanks for taking the time to join me today, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. Obviously, we've got a final home stretch of the season here. You know, I gotta ask, you know, we saw the Pro Bowl promo for Mr. Cameron Dicker. When are we getting a Darius Davis promo, man? What's up with that?
Nah, it's funny because I seen that last night and he had me dying. He had me laughing at it. He did a good job. He should go to Hollywood. He did some good acting.
But, yeah.
As far as seeing mine, I'm not a big, video type guy. So, I mean, I'll probably just tweet something out. Y'all just go out there and vote. But I'm not a big video guy.
All right. Well, our listeners will be sure to vote for you. We're trying our best to run up the votes for you, but. That video of Cameron Dicker was hilarious. You recognize what that was kind of a pull off of Breaking Bad, right?
No, I never watched Breaking Bad, I should now after I seen it.
Yeah. No, Cameron did a really good job with it for sure. The other thing I wanted to ask you too, there was an article written about you and Quentin and Max a while back from the ESPN reporter. How are we doing on the furniture front? Are we a little bit more settled in now after that article was written a few months ago?
Oh yeah, we're doing way better. It cost some, but we're doing way better. Yeah, I'm sleeping real comfortable now.
That's good. You guys still do
too.
You still do the sleepovers then?
Oh yeah.
Love to see it. Well, Darius, obviously we got the Buffalo Bills coming up this weekend. Unfortunately there's been a lot of turnover in the past week or so. What's been the vibe and what's kind of been the message from Coach Giff as we kind of pivot into the final three games of the season here?
Yeah, the vibe. I feel like, it's the NFL at the end of the day. We all grown men. You know, we always this is your job, and your job is to perform. So we come up with a great mindset. We had came back Tuesday with a great mindset on the field. I feel like we had one of our best practices as far as energy wise on the field. And Coach Giff, you know, he does an incredible job with getting us prepared. And you know, a guy like him, he's a guy you want to run through the wall for. You know, a great players coach, I would say. And you know, his message is, you know, we got these last three games, and you know, the last game didn't go how we wanted to, so it's a game for us. I feel like no one expects us to win this game, and we just want to go out there, put our best foot forward, and compete, because you know, we still got 3 weeks left, and you know, there's a lot of film that's going to be on tape. So
yeah, I love hearing that about Coach Giff. Obviously, you know, wish we're under different circumstances, but there's bound to be some changes on defense, right? You go from Coach Staley to Coach Ansley, but from an offensive perspective or special teams perspective, has there been much of a change for you guys, or it kind of just is more business as usual this week?
Yeah, more business. I'd say not much change. You know, it's just the little detailed things that we doing. You know, like doing, like executing. It's, I feel like we really didn't need like much of a change, you know, just honing in on the detail. So,
yeah. Every draft process, we like to interview beat reporters who cover the schools of the players of the Chargers draft. Obviously, the TCU beat reporter was very busy with us this year. But one of the things that he said about you was that you always seem to have like your best return when like the offense was kind of struggling, or whenever like the team really needed that spark, you were kind of that spark plug. So is that something that you are aware of during the game? Obviously we saw during the Jets, during the Patriots game, you've had some huge returns and huge moments. So are you kind of aware of like, hey, my team needs a spark here, like I'm going to go and give that to them in the form of a return?
Oh yeah, for sure. But you know, like my mindset, I need to go out there every time I get an opportunity to go out there, you know, just create that spark. But you know, like you said, like every time I get that big return, the offense, I feel like that's just momentum. And just going out there, just doing my best foot forward, just going out there, creating that, giving my offense the best field position so they can score. So you know, just going out there doing the little things and just making plays so I can put my offense in a great position to go score.
When you go out there as a punt returner, what are some key things that you're looking for in terms of like how do you track the ball, in terms of like how do you kind of look at these lanes that are created? What's kind of your process when you get out there?
So my process is really just seeing what hash the ball is on first, and then going out there and then seeing where the ball is placed on the field, because you know, sometimes you might get a certain kick if it's on the 40 rather than it being on like a 20. So just seeing that thing. Then just seeing the punter alignment, seeing how you punt it, because a lot of punters are directional punters. And so whatever way they are tilted, that's the way they're pointing, punting to. And also looking at reading the gunners too. Gunners give a lot of detail on like where the ball is getting punted to. So just seeing those little things. And I feel like as far as tracking the ball, that's something you just work at. You know, I do it every day at the practice and catching the balls on the field, catching the balls from JK. So that's something you just work at.
Do you feel like the directional aspect from punters is different in the league, like significantly different than versus college?
Not to be honest, bro, I didn't really read the punters in okay. College. Yeah, I really didn't read the punters in college. I just whatever they kicked it through, that's what I ran to. So, but I'm thankful just to be with Coach Fick, and he taught me so much. As far as just reading punters, you know, just how to watch film on special teams.
Yeah, I was going to ask you next about Coach Ficken, because you spoke recently about he was the one who kind of advocated for you and the selection. What does Coach Ficken mean to you, and what has he brought to kind of your game as a return specialist?
Yeah, he means so much to me. Like I said, he one kind of advocated for me to be here. So I'm run through the wall for that guy. You know, I got so much respect for him. My family got so much respect for him. And he really just helped me like with my fundamentals, you know, just keeping my arms tight and like I said, how to watch film, you know, just reading punters, reading the gunners and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I can speak for the fan base on this one. We would also run through the wall for Coach Ficken, because special teams history was kind of a struggle before he got here. So
We're very grateful for him. What about Josh Harris and that that aspect of things? Because, you know, there was a couple quotes after the Patriots game that Josh was kind of, you know, leading things in terms of preparing for the weather in that regard. What does Josh Harris mean to you guys as specialists?
Oh, yeah. Josh, I feel like Josh is the best long snapper when it comes to covering and doing all the things. You know, Josh, he's a great leader for our special teams core as a whole because, you know, he's the one that holds those player-led meetings. And a guy like Josh is just what this team needs. And he just brings a lot of energy to this special teams core.
There we go. Let's hear it. Josh also has been on the show. He's very kind with his time. We appreciate him. Let's switch gears here to talk a little bit about the offense. You know, obviously Keenan has been ruled out for this week, but how do you feel like you've grown as a wide receiver throughout this season during your rookie year?
Yeah, just having an opportunity just to watch Keenan, also Mike, also Josh, those guys who solidified themselves in the league so far. And just seeing how they do things, how they go about things, like Keenan, his releases, his route running, you know, Josh is also his route running. And just watching those guys and just learning from those guys, it just made me a better route runner and better player.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Do you feel like you have really like a strong grasp of like what Kellen kind of envisions for you this year? Or do you feel like that's been kind of a work in progress?
No, I have a grasp. You know, I think his vision for me is just give me the ball in space and create those plays for me so I could, you know, go out there and do my thing, make guys miss, and create a spark for this team.
Yeah, we were joking on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen like the Falcons videos they're doing from like way up above. We were all saying that if there was somebody on the Chargers that we could get that for, it would be you because of like the way that you cut back. I remember the Chiefs screen in particular, where you like there was just like a tiny, tiny little window and you hit that thing, you went vertical. What do you look for on offense? Because I feel like the windows as a receiver are generally smaller than special teams. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you're right. Because I feel like punt return, I have more like time to like set up my blocks and more time to like actually like see what's going on. But like as far as like screen plays, everything's going like boom, boom, boom. So like, yeah, but like I feel like that's like it's something like natural. Can't really like coach it. And like those screen plays, you just gotta hit it because if you don't, man, they have those 300 pound D linemen coming down the line. So yeah. You gotta hit it.
Would you rather? Are you more comfortable on a screen or a jet sweep, or are you good with both?
I'm good with both. It don't matter to me.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Darius, we got a few more questions here. And then we have some questions from our most loyal listeners that I want to get to. But it is the season. Obviously you've got a tree behind you. What is your favorite Christmas tradition that you've done in your life?
Just going to my grandparents' house with all my cousins and aunties and my mom and dad. Everybody just coming there, just having a good time.
You got a big family?
Yeah, we do. I do. It's not too big, but it's big enough.
Who is that?
Oh, that was Quinn. He was leaving.
Nice. Cool. What about, we always like to ask this question, favorite and least favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie? I think it's called This Christmas. I don't know, but I don't know if that's the right title, but it's with Chris Brown on it, or I would say Home Alone, because I always grew up watching Home Alone.
Yeah.
And least favorite, probably The Grinch. But my favorite is Friday After Next.
All right, Friday After Next. Okay, are we talking The Grinch with Jim Carrey, like live action one? Okay, not a big fan of The Grinch. All right, sounds good. All right, so some questions from some of our listeners. Keegan Tierney wants to know if anybody on the team can beat you in a race. No. All right. Derwin has said in the past that Dean is the fastest guy on the team. So you're saying you're the fastest.
Oh, that was in the past. He probably haven't met me yet. That's probably why he said that.
I love it. We got to get a 40-yard dash between you and Dean. We got to see that one. Next one here from Brady Wooten wants to know, what is the biggest difference between returning in college and returning in the pros?
Yeah, I love that question. In college, everyone can come down in college, and in the NFL, I feel like it's easy in the NFL because only the Gunners can come down, and I feel like you have more, I feel like you have more opportunity in the NFL than the college. So the biggest, yeah, that would say spacing, I would say, and timing.
There we go. Shout out to Brady. Good question there. Jacob wants to know what the emotions were like for you after you scored against the Jets.
Nah, it was crazy because, you know, it's Monday Night Football. I always grew up watching Monday Night Football, and I had my parents in the stands too, and my cousin. It was just a great moment just to go out there. You know, my block and stay, it's been long. I feel like it was a long time coming for us just going out there and just putting everything together. You know, it was just a special moment.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. Tyler wants to know, at what point do you feel like you can break a punt for a big return?
Every moment.
Every moment. I love it. Love it. Let's see. Mike B wants to know your thoughts about the kickoff rule. That was obviously changed heading into the season. Do you feel like if that rule were the same, you feel like you could make it strong as an impact as a kick return? Or what are your thoughts on that rule change?
I mean, we had that rule in college too also. So I feel like it's not a big, in my opinion, it's not a big difference in my opinion. Cause like, unless you have like a field return and it's kicked way into the boundary, I feel like that's better for the returning team.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, Darius. Well, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We wish you and the team nothing but the best down the stretch, and I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas as well.
Thank y'all. Make sure y'all go vote for all of everybody for the Pro Bowl.
There we go. There we go. What a good team, man. Love to see it. All right, guys. You heard the man. Make sure you go vote for him. Rest of the specialists for sure. Keenan, Khalil, all those guys that are for the Pro Bowl. We'll see you guys next time. As always, bolt up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.